Hello, love buddies.
Welcome back to another episode of the Wedded Podcast with your hosts, Jen and Steve Van Elk.
We're a semi-professional look at wedding planning and marriage.
Basically, we're going to help you get together and hopefully stay together.
Hey, I have an announcement to make.
Ooh, what's that, babe?
I realize this is the first time you hearing it, so I just thought it would be really special to do it on the podcast.
Jen, you're scaring me.
We are getting married again.
We're already married.
We are getting married again. And then we're going to get married again because Costco just came out with a 5-tier wedding cake made out of cheese.
That doesn't sound good. You are lactose intolerant.
Who cares? It's a 5-tier wedding cake made out of cheese. We are getting married again. I don't even care. How much does a divorce cost anyways? We can just put that money into a new wedding.
How do you find a wedding dress with a bloatable stomach? Does the wedding dress have like a spandex stomach? So when you eat the cheese and your lactose intolerance kicks in and your stomach blows up real big, the wedding dress just kind of and expands to...
That was what Spings are for.
That compresses the gas. It holds the gas in and now you're uncomfortable and you're a ticking time bomb.
Yeah,
that gas is coming out.
For later that night. There are ways around this, but I wonder how much that 5-tier... wedding cake costs, because I kind of just want to buy it.
There's a Costco near us. It'll just cost you the price of a membership to Costco for an entire year, plus whatever the cake costs.
Worth it. It's probably a lot cheaper than divorce.
Did we just become Costco members?
I think so.
Because I'd much rather be an IKEA member if that's a thing.
We are IKEA members.
Did we just become IKEA members? Today... we are going to be talking about store memberships with your partner and how to get all the best store memberships, how to lock down your financial future, and stock up your bomb shelter.
Yeah, buy in bulk.
When the apocalypse comes, and it is coming soon.
And cheese, buy cheese in bulk.
You want to know you have all the 5-tier cheese wedding cakes that you need to eat yourself to death.
Okay, Steven, here's... and a very important question. What is your favorite cheese?
Now that is a good question. It starts with a C and it ends with a cheese. Cheese.
Cream cheese.
It's cheese. No, it's just cheese. I know next to nothing about cheese. Except it tastes good.
A smoked Gouda fan.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah.
I think you like white cheddar.
I like basically all cheese I've ever tried, except for the stinky, moldy one.
Blue cheese?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, I love blue cheese. You're not a big goat cheese fan either. So we won't get a goat cheese tier. We'll just make sure it's like a smoked Gouda.
So we've been talking about cheese for a while now, but do we have something we want to talk about today?
Do I want to talk about anything but cheese?
I don't want to talk about butt cheese. That's disgusting.
I think that maybe it would be a good idea for us to start talking about the dreaded guest list.
I don't understand. What's to be dreaded about a guest list?
Oh, boy. If you've never taken on the task, of creating a guest list for an event.
And let me be clear, I have not.
He has not. Who took over your side?
You did.
Maja Van Elk.
Oh, my mom and you worked together on that. Yes, that is correct.
So, it's quite a daunting task.
I was responsible for one table, at least. People I was friends with that you didn't know and my mom didn't know. There's like a table of people like that.
I think I had you go over the list and say, is there anyone missing? And you're like, yeah, these people.
Yeah, it was all friends of mine from high school.
A few college people, too. So it can be quite a task, especially if you have people in your family that have strong personalities and strong opinions. It can make it a very hard task and can cause a lot of stress on the wedding day or on the planning for the wedding. It could also cause one of your first arguments for your engagement period.
Whoa. Are you saying it caused an argument between you and me? Because I've already made it clear to the listeners I was not a part of this. Or are you saying it caused an argument between you and my mom?
No. There wasn't ever an argument between your mother and I. I think there was a little tiff between my family and I. But I've heard in several instances where people have gotten in arguments with someone, whether it be their spouse or their future spouse or their future in-laws or their own family. It tends to be a very sensitive subject when concerning wedding planning. Mm-hmm. I mean, what are some issues you could see arising?
Issues I can see arising when you're trying to plan your wedding out.
With a guest list.
Basically, I'm just assuming, this is just me spitballing, everybody has too many friends and not enough spaces on the guest list, so they got to make some hard decisions, which shouldn't be that hard. I mean, we all internally rank all of our friends from most important to least important. And you just cut the people at the bottom.
Yeah. I always have a number associated with my friends. Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, she is number 6.
Yeah.
He is number 14.
Just like a normal human being would have. I'm glad we're on the same page with this one, babe.
This is why I married you.
Yeah. Yeah, you're number 2.
I was going to say that. I am number 1. So there's no easy way to go about this. There really isn't a quick fix for addressing this. I think what's important is
What are we trying to address? What are we trying? So is the problem that you only have so many seats on your
typically it's
wedding,
budget.
But you want to invite more people than that. Or is it the reverse problem where you have the money, you got all the seats,
never.
You just don't have enough friends?
Oh my gosh, that's always the problem. No, it's always having too many people invited and not enough seats or not enough money to fulfill those seats.
See, when I was younger, I would have agreed. But now that we're older and we're about to get divorced and remarried so you can get that Costco cheesecake 5 tiers that you want, I would have a lot of trouble filling out those seats now because...
I could find ways to spend that money, believe me.
We don't hang out with that many people
anymore.
You know
what? Those, same people, you know, the 250 people that we had at our wedding, we could cut it down to 40, and those 250, the 210 people that didn't show up, I will be putting that money into a pair of Valentino heels instead.
What are those?
All right, so guest list.
Wow.
I'm just saying I would find a way to put that money somewhere else.
Buying yourself gifts.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That is the major regret that I have now. I really should have bought some
Valentino heels for our wedding.
Like shoes that I feel like I would only wear for special occasions. Like,
and let's be honest, like Louboutins. Shoes are a good thing to buy when you're getting married, because as you get older, if you're a normal human being like me, as I've stated multiple times here before, definitely me, definitely normal human being, a lot of things change about your body. A lot of clothes you bought don't fit anymore. But you know what still fits for me? Shoes I had when we got married. That's right.
Yeah, and those need to go. You know how many times I've tried to throw those in the trash?
You know, Jen, I need shoes to mow the lawn in.
How many shoes do I have compared to how many pairs of shoes you have?
I have 12 pairs of lawn mowing shoes from every year that we've been married and owned a house with a lawn to mow, and every year that I was responsible for mowing the lawn at my house growing up. So 12 pairs. There we go. I did the math.
We have this giant walk-in closet that I feel like is just a bit ridiculous, but my shoes line up the entire top shelf all the way to the very back, which is like, what, 15 feet.
And then you have two shelves for
completely
shoes.
Completely filled with shoes.
And an entire hanging thing for shoes as well. That's like you like hang heeled shoes up on it.
Yes. And then I have my
sandals.
I
think everybody will be surprised to know in all this. All those shoes, not one damn pair of Heelys. It's like, what is Jen doing with her life?
Oh, that's one that I need to add to my list.
If we get remarried.
Move over, lawn shoes. I've got some Heelys to fill in Steve's spots.
If we get remarried and 210 guests don't get invited or don't show up, Jen's going to take that money and invest it into a pair of Skechers Heelys.
Do you think that I could use that money to create like a Louboutin Heely?
No.
Like heels, like Heelys that are heels and that I can just skate down the aisle with those.
No, but I would pay money to see that.
Oh, that would be so cool. It'd be so cool.
So can we get back to the guest list though?
Okay. It's always hard because it's not always the couple. If the couple's spending the money, then I think it's their say on what the guest list entails, like who is invited, who gets so many people to invite. I think if they're the ones that they're paying for the seat, yes. But you need to take in consideration other people that are in the family, that this is going to cause an issue for the rest of your life. Because if someone's actually hurt by not being invited and they're in your life, say like a relative that you see once a year, that will be brought up once a year for the rest of your life.
Yeah. I mean, who would want to say they're not going to invite their Aunt Bertha? Their Aunt Bertha who said that, you know, their future wife was a whore because they saw her wearing hoop earrings one time. You can't cross that person off the guest list because you'll see them once a year for the rest of your life.
There's exceptions to the rule, but...
Good. So we can all agree Aunt Bertha is no longer invited to our new wedding.
I mean, typically, when people get to a point where they are arguing over the guest list and it doesn't seem like there is any end to it, it's almost that like it's time to be like, is it even worth having a local wedding? Like potentially considering having an out of town wedding or even a destination wedding, so that if you do want just your closest friends and family members to be there, then there isn't that feeling like, okay, well, Aunt Bertha lives only 2 hours away from our venue. Why wouldn't, you know, she's probably going to come. But if you're having a destination wedding, it makes a little bit of a difference. But you don't want someone else to dictate what you have for your wedding or what you are expecting from your wedding. If you let that happen, it's going to just, the whole experience is going to be ruined for you. And honestly, those people that you feel obligated to invite and that you maybe haven't talked to in years, I think it's going to be easy to move past that, because more than likely you're not going to see them for many other years as well.
You know, I just want to go out on a limb here. Jen and I have been married for about 10 years now, and I can tell you, out of all the people we invited to our wedding, we see maybe 5% of them on a yearly basis. And we invited a lot of people we were friends with at the time, but our family is the people we continue to see, the people who continue to invest in us. Very few of our friends ended up being people we stayed with, because most of our friends were people from high school or college. And it's not that we don't like them or don't want to spend time with them. And they just moved away. We moved away. Everybody went their separate ways and we just don't see each other anymore. We fell out of touch. But you don't fall out of touch with your family. So when it comes down to like picking your guest list, my advice would be just invite those friends, because you're never going to see them again. Never again.
You're also going to get into family members, friends, and their coworkers or family friends from past lives. I don't know. There's always an issue.
We had to invite all of my mom's care group to our wedding.
Yes. My dad asked if he could invite like 4 or 5 people 2 weeks before our wedding date. That caused a lot of issues because I was like, Dad, no. No, 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 no. I've got the entire guest list, put in particular seats. We'd have to buy in an entire table. We wouldn't have space to put that anywhere. So no, there's always going to be some sort of issue with a guest list. And there's honestly, there's no easy way to go about it.
To go about what? Axing people from the list?
To make everyone happy.
You're never going to make everyone happy. Just make sure you're happy.
But yes, I agree. If it makes it easier if you're the only one that's paying for the wedding. But a lot of times that's not the case. You've got family members who are paying too. And then you've got people who would be more than happy to pay for the wedding. Maybe one side of the family that's only contributing a small amount and the other one's contributing the majority. Usually if it's a bride and groom, a lot of times the bride's family takes over the entire wedding cost. And maybe the groom's side would be more than happy to pay for the wedding if it meant that their guests could come as well. I think one of the situations that you need to start asking is if people are giving a certain amount to each family, and if they are wanting to go over, ask for them to contribute in some way. That is one way to make everyone happy, I guess. Sometimes that can really frustrate people. It could also cause some drama within one side of the family. So it's just really like bringing it up in a way that's not hostile and saying like, well, if you're going to invite these people, then you need to pay this much. But maybe like trying to find a compromise, like we can't afford that. So maybe having, if you would be willing to contribute per like extra for those extra seats, that extra table decor, because each seat cost more. And as
wedding should be a money-making venture though. So you want to take the price of that seat and jack it up 40%, right?
Well, you got to pay for that five-tier cheesecake. Yeah. So
it's just business. It makes good sense.
So, I mean, those are ways to go around it or about it. Go about it. Those are some ways to go about it.
Okay. But what if my mom wants to add somebody to the guest list that is just an awful person, then neither you nor I wants them there, but my mom is insistent she wants them there. Really dragging Kathy Van Hulk under the bus with this one.
We have to tell Kathy it's going to be that person or grandma. Who is it?
Wow, Grandma Brower?
Yeah.
I'm like, why would she do this? I can't choose between Graham-Grams.
She's not going to choose between Graham-Grams. Who's Graham-Grams? You've never called her Graham-Grams.
Jen, I'm trying to make magic happen on this podcast, okay? A lot of people call her grandma Graham-Grams, I assume. A lot of human beings do
this. A lot
of
people call their grandmother grandma. Mm. Grandma Brower.
I've never heard it that way.
So I thought about something just right now. I think that even though I'm not an advocate for ranking your friends, I think it's if you have a certain amount, you're going to invite more than you can actually seat anyways, because more than likely 75% of those people are going to say no or are going to say yes, and 25% are going to say no. And then the wedding day, about 85% of the people who said yes are actually going to show. You always have people who just don't show. But
don't plan for everyone who says yes to show up.
Yes, absolutely.
And plan for a few people who said no to show up too. Make that your plan. Otherwise, you're going to end up in trouble.
Absolutely. I completely agree with that. But to consider that if you have like the expectations about an X amount of number, realize that so many of those people are going to say no. So you should be willing to invite a few other people that might be either on your B list or just at the bottom of the list. But I highly recommend making a B list so that when people are coming in and saying no, you could invite, say you want 175 at the wedding, you could invite 175, have a B list. As soon as those 175 are starting to say no, start inviting from that B list. But how do you make that B list?
Simple. We rank our friends. Is this person better looking than me? Is this person's teeth whiter than my teeth?
Is this an ex from my significant other?
No, ex from my significant other is gone. That's not on the list to begin with.
That's just a black and white situation for you, but yeah. That's not a black and white situation for most people. I had a guy who liked me, just liked me. And Steve said, you cannot invite him.
Yeah. I was protecting the sanctimony of our marriage.
Do you think that I would have been like, No, I'm going to run off with you.
No, I was afraid he would stand up halfway through the ceremony and be like, I've always loved you, Jennifer.
No, I won't.
That's how he talked. He talked exactly like that. I honestly, to this, I have no idea 10 years in who you're talking about.
I do. It's my, and I'm not going to say it out loud. This is what I think should happen. To create your list, as you're going through, you start to cut out the bottom. And I think for each person you take off the list, you take a shot. It's like pouring it back for the memory of that person.
You're going to get real drunk real fast. This is my realm. This is jokes. Jokes is what I do. What you're supposed to be doing is
I was
real
being
advice.
Dead serious.
You're going to be real drunk. Can we do, mix yourself up a pitcher of margaritas. Pour the pitcher out into little shot glasses. Now we're not going to get drunk
beer?
So fast.
What about beer? I didn't say, I said shots. I didn't say.
Light
I didn't
beer? Shots of what, Jen?
It'd be shots of water. Not everybody drinks. Oh my gosh, you alcoholic.
Shots of water? Nobody hears
orange
shots
juice.
And thinks, oh, I'm drinking, Tang mixed with coffee creamer today. Who would do that?
Me.
It's actually delicious. Ew, it's something my older brother started. Yeah, Tang mixed with coffee creamer. So good.
I like orange juice mixed with coffee creamer. It tastes like an orange Julius.
Get a little bit of that orange Tang. Mix it with some French vanilla coffee creamer.
Okay. Who buys Tang, first of all? It's not 1987. Where do you even get Tang?
I assume Asia. That's where you get everything else.
That's true. Do you think they still make it? Do you still think they make peach Jolly Ranchers in Asia? Because I really miss those.
Okay, can we get back to the thing? There's just one person we didn't invite because he's toxic. And the fact he hasn't talked to you in 12 years since then proves he was toxic. Come at me, Jen.
All right. Moving on.
Onward and upward.
What the thing is about friends is that during that time, I was close friends with people who I am not close friends with now. So saying like, oh, you know, who's going to be the lasting friends? Who am I going to see more? Like, it doesn't make a difference. The people that I didn't think we would see again, we actually probably see more.
Yeah. What I would recommend if you're going through your guest list, anybody who is a friend of yours but not family, those are the people I would start cutting out first. Anybody who your parents have been friends with the entire time you were a kid, those people should probably stay, because even though they may not be your friends, you're going to see them for the rest of your life, because every time you visit your parents, oh, what do you know? So-and-so just popped in and they heard you in town. They just wanted to say hi.
They're almost family.
They're basically family. And as you get older with your spouse, you're going to develop those sorts of close friendships as well. People who are basically family, even though, you know, they're not blood related to your whatever. We all go forward and we all make like our own families. So when it comes to like your mom or your dad's best friend or best friend group or whatever, like it's going to be tough because you're going to be like, but I want my friends from high school or college or whatever. And those people aren't going to give you as nice a gift as your parents' friends. Let's just be honest. It's all about that money. So rank everybody based on how much money they make and how much of that money they give to charity. Because that is really the way we know how much money they'll spend on your gift is how much money they give to charity. Because when you give money
not
to charity, it's not because you care about the charities. It's because you care about what other people think about you. So you have to give money to charity so people think you're a good person.
Oh.
And the same rule applies to weddings.
Oh,
you have to give a good gift to a wedding, otherwise people won't think you're a good person. So you are welcome. I just broke down society for you. Done and done. I'm only mostly joking.
I know. I think you do make a good point about close friends. Close friends to the family, I think, is important. That they're pretty much family. You know they're going to be sticking around for a long time. You cannot predict the future. You don't know who's going to be in your life and who's not. And honestly, it's your choice. It's your doing. You get to make the decision on if people are in your life or not. as far as friends go, more than likely they're going to be able to forgive you. If there's other people that are, and when I say forgive you, there's no reason for you to have to apologize for not inviting them, honestly.
Anybody who would be mad at you because you didn't invite them to your wedding is somebody who wasn't a real friend anyway. Because your real friends would understand if you can't afford to have them at the wedding. And they're going to sympathize with that.
Definitely.
And people who don't really care about you, don't really care about your life, those are the people who are going to be upset that they didn't get invited to the wedding. You don't need that kind of person in your life anyway.
As you get older, I don't know, maybe you are a little bit older and you already realize this, but you don't have time for toxic friendships. You just, life gets busy, life gets fast, and you want to spend time with people who care about you and understand those things. There are people in my life that I know if they have a special event and I'm not invited to it, I don't take personal offense to it because I know, like, I'm confident in our relationship. Surround yourself with people like that.
100% agree with that.
So just don't fret. Don't worry about it. It sucks going through it. Believe me, I remember going through it and it was the worst part of the planning. But after you get through it, you make that list, you send out the invitations, you don't think twice about the list you already made the first. Because the one thing you want to do is start with that list first to get an idea of how many people you even need to be looking for venues and such. It can be a rough list. But after you've made it and you've finalized it, you don't think about it again, really.
True. Okay, so if we could wrap it up. Just,
if we could.
Well, I can't. I'm mostly leaning on you to do this job for me.
You know I'm the worst person to try to end something.
If we could wrap this up, what would you say most important things for people who are having trouble with their guest list?
Key points. Family first. Love yourself.
If this guest list thing is stressing you out, you might need to love yourself a little bit harder than normal tonight.
Wow. Be considerate of other people's opinions. Consider a destination wedding.
Consider just going to the courthouse this afternoon and just get it over with. Oh my gosh. Do you know how much stress will just be lifted off your shoulders? You can thank me, Stephen Van Elk, later.
Do you think that would actually happen? Like if I was like, courthouse, Stephen.
Oh, hell no. I know that wouldn't happen.
No, you would never do that. I would have never done courthouse. I would have done destination wedding in Mexico, though.
So I think we got it there. The most important things are the people who will be with you for the rest of your life. That's more than likely family, except for in some very weird circumstances. In those circumstances, cut your family out of your life. They are dead to you. As dead as my Aunt Bertha is to us. I said it.
Oh my gosh, Steven. You are horrible.
I don't even have an Aunt Bertha. We're cool.
I know,
don't
but
worry.
What if someone has an Aunt Bertha and they just died?
And she's dead to them. That is going to do it for us.
All right, see ya.
Jen, where can people find us online?
If you actually, after hearing this, still want to follow us or listen to more, you can find us on A Wedded Pod, Instagram, Twitter, WEDDEDPOD. Ooh.
WeddedPod.com.
I like it's like a, got a nice little rhythm to it.
Yep.
I keep plugging this, but we'll see when we actually get our website up, but you can find us at weddedpod.com too someday, probably not tomorrow, but
there's
someday.
A landing page.
Someday we'll get that up.
You created a landing page.
Did I? I thought it was just like nothing.
Nope. Go to weddedpod.com. There's a landing page. There's a bunch
it's
of stuff.
Like sites cannot be found.
All right. Let's try that one again.
If you enjoy our podcast, please leave a 5-star review in where you listen to your podcast. Oh, what the? We do have a page.
I wouldn't let you say it on the podcast if it wasn't true.
Oh my gosh, I forgot. I might have early onset dementia.
You created that before we released the first episode.
Oh my gosh. I don't even remember putting this together. Oh, well, apparently we have a website and I was the one to put it together. Guys, I think I need some
sleep.
Some sleep. Yeah. It's been a long time having a 2-year-old in our life. That's hilarious. Yeah, if you do like our podcast, we would love to hear from you. If you want to leave a 5-star review on any platform that you actually listen to podcasts, we would love that. Love you, love you, love you forever. You'd be our love buddies because leaving those reviews helps other people find our podcast.
That's true. We want to rank the highest ranking possible for the wedding ranking. Planning rankings. So 5-star reviews, all the fives.
Like
all the
wedding
stars.
Planning Oscars.
Yep.
Podcast Oscars. Yeah.
Thank you all so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wedded Podcast. I love you, Jen.
I know.
You are not Han Solo. We've been over this. You're supposed to say see you later, playa.
I am Han Solo. Get over it.
I mean, that is sexy, but you're supposed to say see you later, player. Trying to create a brand for you, Jen. Love you.
I love you too. Good night, babe.